type. I was born to turn up and burn the turnpike. Weaving through the city by my lonesome. This creature shit is in him, not on him.
Hey, welcome to the 66th Grammy Award Show. The Correction, best rap album that actually goes to Lil B. All right.
Lil B dropped the album this year?
Nah, it should have went to Babytron, let's be real.
But if Babytron ever gets nominated for a Grammy, that should be insane, dog. I know what type
that's
of
how you know that's how you know that the Grammy board is tapped into the streets, because
which the Grammy board has never been tapped into.
What do you mean when Macklemore won, you know?
let's just
that's how you knew.
Let's get these Grammy conversations out the way. Normally we talk about a few things at the Grammys, a few things happen this year. Same shit as every year. Somebody gets snubbed, somebody gets mad about it and feel like they shouldn't have been snubbed, whatever. But we'll start off with the congratulations to my son, Killer Mike. He
swept this was an old people Grammy year. All the old motherfuckers won.
Killer Mike swept up the Grammys. I personally have not listened to Killer Mike's Michael album yet, but I have heard very good things about
that. You haven't heard it at all?
No, I've heard it like bits and pieces. I have not heard it through and through so I can have like a genuine opinion. Like, oh yeah, no, that Killer Mike album should have been like the one. I heard the Three Stack song. And listen,
if you took everything that old people love about rap and like put some half decent production on it, that's the Killer Mike album.
We'll get to why AB Dash is having such a youthful approach to this podcast.
That's the kind of album that like you would hear playing on like in a 90s Spike Lee movie.
That's crazy.
If you replace all the music and Do the Right Thing with the Killer Mike album, that should be bumping. Like Radio Raheem would definitely listen to Killer Mike.
Because niggas know Spike Lee movies have a very specific soundtrack. It is definitely like the most boom bap old nigga music. So you saying that about Killer Mike is insane.
But let me say congrats to him. You know, he be rapping about being a landlord. Like, I'm not that old yet. Like, you feel me? Like, fucked when Hov was rapping about his mom being gay and like you know.
Yeah, we have
like that was cool. Yeah. But like I'm still not there.
Killer Mike won three awards. I don't know all the awards. I know he won Best Rap Album. I think like he won like Best Performance or some shit too or whatever, right? Has it been released what Killer Mike got arrested for that same day that he fucking
Listen, this is what I do fuck with about this whole thing. He was on some real hip-hop shit, right?
Yeah.
He was like, boom, I won a Grammy. He pushed a security guard out of the way. He's like, get the fuck out my way. he pushed them, and then they arrested him.
That's it? He pushed a security guard out of the way because he was hyped about winning a Grammy? Like LeBron don't be pushing niggas when he dunk on niggas? Like, come on, man. That's just a sport of the game right there, dog. He allowed to taunt a little bit. Like, that's his shit.
I mean, Brev, give him the Killer Mike LeBron comparison is not it. Killer Mike is more like Joe Ingles.
I mean, you talking about old heads, nigga. LeBron is old. Yeah, it's old.
He's a supreme old. I mean, that's a hip-hop historian. I got to see what he thinks about the Killer Mike album.
That's a crazy shit that you just compare Killer Mike to Joe Ingles. That's crazy word.
It was the first old guy that come to my head.
Joe Ingles is insane. Because, like, dude, I bet you couldn't even tell me. Oh, you could because that's your squad. But I was about to say, I bet you can't even tell me who Joe Ingles pays for right now. But your squad picks him.
Yeah, listen. He's 36, though, so.
Yeah, but, like, the comparison is crazy because Joe Ingles is one of those niggas just like, oh, he got 17? How?
Like randomly, yeah.
I've seen this nigga dribble like three times right now. He's just one of those slow-mo, like, fucking action dudes. But,
facts. You just see him average 8 his whole career and be like, oh, why the hell does he have 22?
So, other nominations, SZA won for Best Progressive Album, R&B Album. I don't know how SZA makes progressive music, but all right, cool.
Can we talk about what we loved and then we talk about what we hate?
Well, we love the Killer Mike shit. That's it. What else? We don't know nothing else, bro. Like,
no, I mean, like, in regards to the winners, like, I like that Fred Again won for, like, the electronic shit. Like that album.
I'm not familiar with that.
Plus, it's cool. You should check it out because it has, like, he doesn't title, he puts like as features, he puts like the government name of the people, so like 070 Shake is on there but it says Danielle. But check it out, it's a cool one. Phoebe Bridgers, man, White Girl of the Month. She cleaned up. She won a bunch of shit.
Well, that name is so familiar to me, but like the more you say it, I'm like, is this somebody who works on like HR role or something? Like,
is this a real person?
Yeah, like nah. Phoebe Bridges. Let me see what
Shorty. She was on the SZA shit, and she's in a group called Boy Genius, and oh, that group yeah. cleaned up. So.
So yeah, I definitely have heard her. on the SZA thing, but like, yeah, she looks like my HR representative, like 100%. Like.
She looks like she would make you a fire matcha latte. if you know what I'm talking about.
She would give me a really good recommendation to a place that sells good chicken and biscuits in Astoria, Queens.
Facts. Like, if you ever ran into her in Bushwick, like, she would know all the fire spots.
Yeah. She would know every fire spot in Greenwich Village. Like, that's what she looks
Facts.
Like.
Facts. Yeah. She's like, yo, if you ever needed, like, if your bike got a flat and you needed that quick tire repair goo, she has some ready to go.
She also would give you an insane recommendation to a speakeasy as well.
Oh, for sure. Like, if you didn't have a silly little paperback for your tote bag, she would have an extra one for you so that you can look cool.
She also would give you a full breakdown on compost as well.
Oh, for sure. She would be like, she's the kind of girl who, if she was walking around and she saw a plant that she liked, she'd be like, oh. And she would, like, take clippings of it so she can plant it at home.
She definitely knows the best thrift shops in Bushwick, even though she's a millionaire, 100%.
Absolutely. She's the type of... I'm going to stop. Congrats to Phoebe.
Congrats to Phoebe, dog.
Yeah.
Congrats to the legend, Phoebe. She definitely just has a Scottish knitted fucking skirt on, for sure. Yep. I guarantee you she has it on.
Miley Cyrus cleaned up, too. That's another that was surprising, holy whites.
Like, I hadn't been seeing her. Like, the media hasn't been pushing her at all. And then I saw, like, she won a Grammy for something. I'm like, nigga, I haven't heard of this girl since she was running around with old boy Mike Will. Like, after listen, that, like, she disappeared.
She went back in her white girl bag and pulled out a classic. Like, that shit that she made was pretty good.
She went back into her comfort zone and was like, yeah, cool. I'm not going to, like, have a shortcut and be rocking a Jordan jersey skirt with J's on and shit. Like, that was an odd ass era, bro. And I'm glad Hope put that on wax and pointed that shit out. Was just like, all right, cool. Like, so, like, Miley just, you know, black culture now out of nowhere.
Bro, I mean, you know, hip hop is about rebellion, and like, that was her phase. Like, that was her I'm a rebel phase, and you know,
that's crazy.
It just matched up.
The hip hop gets used as a phase, and niggas allow that shit. Like, yeah, like, you know, I'm gonna just try this out.
Bro, I think everyone pretty much clowned her, and like, she's only getting rewarded again because she's like, all right, I'm gonna be good again.
Everybody did clown her, but like, the people who should have been clowned for that were the people who were around her supporting that as well. Like, the people who were giving her, like, beats and like, yo, you should rap. Like, you nice.
Bro, like, I can't wait for Olivia Rodrigo's hip-hop phase. I can't wait.
I don't think...
It's going to be her with Playboi Carti and Ken Carson.
Well, don't Shorty... If I'm not mistaken, don't Shorty date Quavo now, if I'm not mistaken?
Who?
Is that not the girl they, like... They were like, oh, he's been spotted with Shorty and, like... Whatever, like, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of those.
You trying to break up a happy home because it's telling me that his shorty's name is Erica Fontaine.
Hey, Erica Fontaine, sorry,
bro. Listen,
Quavo, that's me, fam. That's on me.
But you know, congrats to Quavo if he's
it,
not.
It isn't Olivia Rodrigo. It's Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey is not with Quavo. Lana Del Rey is, like, married to, like, a 50-year-old cop.
Quavo and Lana Del Rey are sparking dating.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way.
They were spotted at a party. And I'm not even that type of nigga, but I saw that shit on Twitter. And I was like, this got to be the most odd pairing of all time, dog. Like, you got the one who sell the brick and the one who take the brick.
Brother, listen. I've been tapped into, like, Lana Del Rey hive since, like, 2012, 2013. Like, I was there singing Diet Mountain Dew, New York City. Whenever have you ever loved a girl so pretty? Do you think we'll be in love forever? We'll be in love? Like, I was there.
I was at the her concert here, so I'm pretty tapped in. You feel me?
Like, out of all, like, the holy white people, because there's, like, special holy white people in, like, white people music, right? There's Adele, there's Taylor, there's Miley, and then there's Lana and Dua Lipa. And, like, I would argue that Adele and Lana are the most hip-hop adjacent.
Yo, naturally. I'm going to tell you like this. I just saw one of the funny, because I tried to look for the picture on Twitter. It's on Twitter. But Lana Del Rey posted a new photo, and she has a Glock in her hand, right?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I told you. She's with
somebody,
that shit.
And somebody put, if you think that gun is the result of her hanging out with Quavo, I'm going to need y'all to remember, Born to Die came out 12 years ago, and that's the peak of armed and heartbroken white woman music.
Bro, for real. And
that's facts. Listen, but I just brought that up. Like, I'm not here to, you know, kill nobody, like, relationship. Oh, whatever. No. Like, y'all relationship, whatever y'all do.
And you want to know what the best part is about that picture of her with the gun? What? Is that, like, she's just casually holding it, wearing, like, a dress of, like, bows and flowers and shit. Like, it's normal.
She one of the white girls that would scare me if I saw her wearing that shit. Like, that I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck is going on? But I just said that to say, like, there's been some odd pairings that I've seen, but that's like Skepta and fucking Shorty when they got
Skepta
together.
Skepta Adele, yeah. Yeah, that's like a fire
that
one.
That was like, that's such an odd pairing, but I mean, I've been a person on the other side of those odd pairings, and like, how did she even work out? I'm like, oh, y'all don't know her like that. Like,
dude, like, she's actually pretty chill.
Yeah, not even that. Like, she get down. Like, she cool, bro. Like, she's not as, like, wholesome as you think she is. Like, and that's why I see, like, Lana Del Rey being. And imagine her being on a record with Quavo. That should have been kind of hard, bro. Like,
I'm, I mean, she has a record with A$AP Rocky and Playboi Carti. It's called Summer Bummer.
This guy has mentioned Playboi Carti 5 times in the last 3 minutes. I know you got something you want to get off your chest.
No, it's just that, you know, in my personal life, I've been taking some time to educate the youth. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of it.
Let's transition into that a little more.
Are we done with the Grammys? Can we? Or is this a detour?
Let's finish the Grammys. We'll finish the Grammys.
Are we done with what we love? Because I'm ready to talk about what I hate.
Oh, I was done with what we loved hours ago. You had to give a little bit more love. So, where you want to go to what you hated?
That Kidz Bop Lil Durk song won.
I knew you would point out that right away. But, like, come on, man. We know.
We know what that was about.
A quick way to get come on. A Grammy is to have a child's chorus and the song be more positive, right?
That's it.
There's nothing wrong with that, but, like, go ahead and get your
There's a lot of things wrong, like, with that.
But, like, the system is the system. I can't blame somebody for knowing how to move within the system. You know how that shit works, bro. Like, we know that's what's going to go. Well, is that song, like, a song that we was rocking to? Nah.
No.
That's a song that they made you sing in school, like, when Nas had the fucking record that I know.
My life.
Yeah. Like, I remember specifically we had a It wasn't a pep rally, because that wasn't elementary school. We had, like, a performance in elementary school, and they made us sing that Nas record when that shit came out, that I Know I Can. Like, and I'm like, all right, cool, it's Nas. Like, I don't got no problem with this, but that song was definitely just made for, like,
bro, that song is made women, for, like, a Tubi movie.
Bro, that shit is made for white teachers teaching in a hood school to connect, like, to us.
Look, I like you guys' music.
Yeah.
I love Durkio.
Yeah, that's all it is. Because, like, we've seen that throughout time. Nas had one. I guess Hov had one with the Annie shit. But, like, what Hov was saying on that record was not positive. but, yeah, no. That's something I knew you was going to point to right away. Can we talk about shit that might get this podcast taken down immediately?
What happened?
The Swifty winning the album of the year, and people are like, Beyonce should have won that shit. And then Hov went up and it was like, yo, how does this person have 30 Grammys and never has won the best album of the year?
I didn't hear either of them. I'm gonna keep it with you.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. No, neither did I. I'm not here to argue any of that. I'm more here to talk about what Hov was saying, because people were like saying that, because
Hov gave a whole speech about some shit, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
that's, like, what it was about. Hov was talking about, like, yo, like.
And I heard the Hov speech. Yeah. I thought it was really great, you know? I think that he's the one that gave that message. I think it was a great message. And I think looking forward, like, it can't always be, fuck the Grammys, I don't care about the Grammys. It's about changing it, to being what you want it to be, and that's what he was saying. That being said, Taylor Swift is, you know, she's a great white. You know, she's that's a holy
it.
White.
That's all I got to say. That's
all it is.
Beyonce is the top of the top of our culture and a lot of people's favorite artists.
Beyonce wasn't even nominated, was she?
Yeah, she was nominated for the album of the year for sure.
Oh, okay.
But Taylor.
No,
she wasn't?
She wasn't. They were saying
she
that.
She wasn't even nominated for it. Now I get what we was talking about then. Like, yeah, like, nah, bro. Like, 30 Grammys. I got the most Grammys, and y'all niggas not even nominating me. Like, what he was saying was basically like, on your own merit of politics, that shit don't work out. Like, Taylor's going to be nominated for Album of the Year every time she puts out an album, no matter what. And
yep.
Beyonce's not. Like, Beyonce is definitely on the same level as Taylor. She might not be on the same, like, selling, you know, thing because of Taylor. Cause, but I'm like, we know what that is, bro. Like, we live in a world where, in the United States at least, where it's predominantly white. That's somebody who they can relate to. So that's somebody who they can whose music they're gonna buy. It's a very specific person who's listening to Taylor. But
listen, and this whole thing is never anti Taylor Swift. Like, at least from my perspective. Like,
yeah, no.
I just never really cared for her, but I understand like what she does and represents. And honestly, probably if I've met with her, I'd probably fuck with Taylor Swift. Like, she'd probably be another one of those cool white people.
If y'all swags over her at the Super Bowl, she invited me. I don't give a fuck. She ain't never said nothing wrong about any of us, at least that I know of. I mean,
not that I know of.
If you guys can pull up a Justin Bieber video, I'm sure you can maybe.
Or a Post Malone.
Yeah.
Or a Louis C.K.
But
or
I was just saying that to say, like,
a bunch.
Like. People were comparing the situation to when Kanye did it at the Grammys, and I'm like, that couldn't be further from the truth. Like, when Kanye did it, he took her moment away and took the award. It was like, nah, Beyonce had the best album of the year. Hov got an award and chose to use his time to be like, yo, she should have had this out for the end. It's also
maybe not even like at this award show, but at some point in her career, you know. Yeah.
And also, I would like to note that, like, even being in a marriage at Hov's stature, like, what we view him as, right? And, like, what he means to us as a culture, he still be trying to win brownie points with his wife.
I'm going to let
you know,
like,
right now.
At the end of the day, like, we know who runs the house, you know? It's not Hov.
I know a nigga trying to get brownie points with his wife, trying to get in good in with his wife, and that was a little bit of that with some good messaging going on as well.
Look at what you have to do when, like, you're at a certain status to get brownie points. Like, for me, all I got to do is, like, clean up a little bit. Hov got to go on the biggest stage of music and be like, yo.
All AB Dash has to do is wash dishes when he wasn't supposed to wash dishes.
Facts.
Clean up the living room, and he good. That you Jesus for the next hour.
Yeah.
Hov's like, yo, I know I got an award, but...
I gotta fight the whole system.
Yeah, my wife should have won. Y'all politics is trash. Like, get this shit together before I just end up making Rock Nation awards, which I'm surprised that is not a thing yet, to be honest. Like, I would have thought Hov would have took that and went with his shit and just done that specifically. But, like, I don't know. You know, with the label shit and all that shit is weird or whatever. But I also would like to talk about that Hov thing. Of him winning that award, that Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. Which
the hell even is that?
I guess it's just like the impact that you've had on the culture. So
I guess if you host enough brunches, you get something.
I mean, Hov can get that award every year. Like,
Dr. The brunch Dre award?
That too. But people are speculating that that award wasn't supposed to go to him. It was supposed to go to Diddy. But then the Diddy shit popped off, and then they were like, why do you think Hov didn't have, like, an actual speech? And he was just, like, you know, women it, basically, being like, yo, my wife should have won this shit. And he was like, I'm sorry when I drink, I tell the truth type shit. People are saying that the moment was supposed to be Dre, a West Coast nigga, giving Diddy the award, and Diddy was supposed to, you know, basically, like, host the Grammys all around, because, you know, Diddy and Hov have two different personalities. So you give Hov that award, cool, and he gone. He left right after that shit. Diddy would have been there throwing Grammy parties, Grammy breakfasts, Grammy fucking
Grammy lunches, Grammy dinners.
Yeah, like
Grammy, you know, naps.
Diddy would have went crazy. So they were saying like that award was supposed to go to Diddy, and like Hov, you know, kind of just stepped in there at that time. I don't see that not to be true, because like it did seem like Hov was kind of, you know, just there to fuck around, and then he just left. Like, people didn't know that they were gonna be there until like the day before. But that is an interesting theory to have. But you know, I would have done the same shit if I was Drake.
I don't even know I still don't know what the award is for. what do you have to do to get it?
I'm assuming it's the impact that you've had on the culture.
What about the impact that Diddy had on Kid Cudi's car?
Did that really happen to that ass dog?
I don't know.
No way, this nigga, it was like, yo, I'm going to blow up this nigga car.
I'm going to start feeling bad for Kid Cudi soon. I feel like he's been through enough. Kid Cudi has, like, you ever watch I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when that dude's dog died, it was like, all right, enough. Like, how much does he have to go through?
I mean, I think that was the least of his problems in that movie. But I do feel like every other month, Kid Cudi is the, like,
going nigga through something. He's fighting somebody. He's checked into rehab.
But is that more of you or the other people? Because, like, there's one common denominator with every interaction. Like, Lupe's not even the nigga who be getting mad at people. And he had a migraine wanting to punch you. Kanye hates you and loves you every 3 seconds. That might be a Kanye thing. Diddy, you try to fuck his bitch. So, like, he's definitely just blowing up your whip. Like, Diddy doesn't seem like the most rational human being in my life. Right? But, like, who else don't fuck with Cudi? I feel like Travis hasn't had any issues with Cudi or anything.
I feel like a bunch of people don't like it. Drake hates Cudi.
Drake does hate Cudi. But that's because they made the same music.
That's not true. That is not true.
That in the early 2000s, they were making the same, around the same type of music. You know, where like they were going head to head at that time. No pun, because you know.
I mean, they were both at the A Life parties.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were at the A Life Supreme Streetwear, Como de Gonzong play shirts. You know, that type of, that's what the vibe they also. I can understand, like, there was a battle there. Maybe Drake was like, I think this nigga's better than me.
You think that Drake video was a shot at Kid Cudi?
Hey, yo. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to get into this so early, pause, but
that's insane.
We really need to have a conversation about...
We need dick pic etiquette.
Not like, even that.
Conversation.
Like, there was too much talk about that on my timeline that was not coming from women.
I agree. Listen, me and you, we're on the same page here. And if you, thank God you don't go on Reddit, because the Drake subreddit was like insane for like 2 months.
Like, I feel like I get when the kids are doing shit for like views or whatever, right? Like the high school kids that you tutor and shit. Like, I get when they're doing shit for views. They don't know any better, bro. But like, there shouldn't be people our age holding up like churros and all this shit and being like, the Drake video was like this. And I'm like, my nigga, like,
my brother,
you work somewhere, dog. Like, I'm so confused on how you feel so open to talk about like a situation like that. And
what's crazy to me is that people are going out of their way like to see it. Like, I want. They're like, yo, anyone got the vid? Anyone got the link to the vid? Like, brother,
you feel me?
Why?
Like, if that's your preference, more power to you, right? But as far as I know, some of the people I saw talking on my timeline have significant others that are not males and also children, and y'all just going crazy on the timeline like that. I think we need to have a conversation as a culture of like, I get it. Your father and shit wouldn't let you open up and talk to you and shit like that, right? But like, You gotta chill. Like, the world ain't that open, dog. Like, that's a little too wild for y'all to be talking about just open on the timeline just randomly too. Like, all right, cool.
The barrier of entry to discuss the topic is if you have a private jet as well. If you don't got a private jet, you can't talk about it.
I also would like to specifically point out to our city where we live. Drake and Cole was here for 2 shows. They were here the whole weekend.
He really wanted to go to Gasparilla.
Facts. The amount of people that were headhunting where Cole and Drake were going to be at was insane, dog. Insane. Like, the amount of people that are, like, around his hotel area, because that hotel is, like, the only five-star hotel that we had here, right? Where he was eating, where he ate at, a private Italian restaurant here that's actually really, really good. But people were, like, giving people, like, heads up, like, yo, he here. He here right now. And I'm just like, fam, like, you 30, dog. Like, I'm so confused of what's going on. Like, Drake is one of those artists where people, like, you know, in our city, that's not a common thread of, like, having an artist to that magnitude here.
No.
Right? Especially for 2 days, right? And people are having this conversation, and I'm like, yo, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a fuck where that nigga is. Two, y'all not going to see J. Cole nowhere. He's staying in that room.
He's staying inside.
Yeah, all like, day. He not going nowhere. They're going to dinner, and then they're going right back to the spot.
Bro, Drake, nah, I'd be surprised if he didn't Uber Eats.
Yeah, Drake, you might run 2 hours in the city, because, like, you know, we got some spots to move into the city, but our city isn't one of those cities where it's like, there's too much spots that other people don't know, and, like, you can't go to the hood spots, because, like, you're definitely going to get extorted in our city if you go to the hood spots. I'm letting you know that
right now. They definitely making Drake do push-ups.
Yeah, like, you're going to do push-ups. Those abs in action, Bieber, buddy. Like, people from our city do not give a fuck. Like, the niggas who I know do not give a fuck that it's Drake coming to their spot, or, like, a lot of the clubs here are owned in not the most legal ways, you know? So, like, they don't give a fuck that Drake coming. You coming to spend bread? Cool. Like, the bitches going to care. But, like, other than that, they don't really give a fuck. So, like, you know, it was just an odd weekend, because you can tell, like, it was movement in the weekend over here. It was a lot of people moving around. Like, the city was definitely making money, but it was a Drake effect to it, where you, like, you can tell, like, people were just like, oh, like, I wonder if he's going to be here. And, like, people were waiting outside of the hotel and shit like that. And I feel like that's not common to when he goes to other cities. It's just common to our city. Like, he was on, like, Michael Jackson level. Like, grown-ass men waiting outside of his hotel room is odd, but
I don't like to see that.
The response of what he got to the video that got leaked showed me a lot about how grown men feel about Drake.
I don't like seeing that about anybody, truthfully.
I mean, dog, like, name the artist, bro.
Has he responded to the video?
I know. I wouldn't either, though, to be honest. I wouldn't respond.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Like, what I don't think it changes anything for him personally.
Yeah, like, what I'm going to say. Like, whatever, dog. Like,
that's what's kind of fly about being a dude. Like, if it was, like, a SZA nude that leaked, like, it'd be totally different.
It would go crazy.
Like, her shit, like, my, like, her business structure would change, even if it's the slightest percentage. But I feel like Drake could just keep it moving.
I mean, cause you gotta just keep it a buck. The women who are gonna talk about that shit, nobody really is checking for that shit, right? And they're gonna care about that shit for 1 week, and then go back to focusing on whatever they're gonna do. The niggas who like SZA,
men are too horny. That's what it is.
That's what it would explode if that shit happened. And I don't even mean to throw SZA in it, but it would explode if that shit would happen, bro. Like, niggas be on Twitter going crazy for less. Like, when the celebrities be in a bikini, they be like, yo, you know, it's a moment, right? Like, that, like, also, like, my significant other was looking for the video, and she didn't think the video was real. And I was like, from what I heard, that shit is real. Like, I don't, whatever, right? So, one funny thing that I will say about this shit.
She put it on the flat screen. She airplayed it on the flat screen.
She covered the spot on the phone, you know, where his shit was out or whatever, right? The funniest shit to me, dog, was this nigga. This nigga had a fucking hoodie on while he was doing that. That was different, dog.
Wait, a hoodie with nothing no bottoms?
I mean, I couldn't see the bottom. She covered the whole bottom up, right? But, like,
that's crazy.
A hoodie is crazy, dog. Like, that's insane.
But you can't take a pic. You can't take a video of your meat with a hoodie on.
Yeah,
go like that.
That's the only thing I had to say about that shit. Where I'm like, bro, that's kind of crazy, dog. I'm gonna let you know right now. But you niggas who was looking for it, y'all on some different type of time. I'm gonna let you know right now.
I was begging my wife, be like, yo, you have to, like, make a post, and, like, you have to be like, yo, I don't know why everyone's going crazy. Yeah, Drake's thing looks average to me. I don't know.
Yeah, this nigga is sick in this world, bro.
Just because, like, think about it. Like, if everyone's going crazy about it, how fly would it be if your girl's like, you know what? I got way better. Like, to me, like, now after that, I started to know, like, why girls were always like, oh, you don't post me. You don't post me. Like, you got to say something about this. That's you got to paint me in a positive light.
I'm not going to lie. That's probably the most insane thing you ever said to me on this podcast, dog.
Is it? Because in my head, I'm like, yo, why aren't you saying something about this?
Why? Nigga, she's a wife with a child, bro. So I don't think nobody looking for her. Criticism of a Drake jerk off video.
It's more like husband praise. Like you ever see like on reels like the bitches being there be like, oh, my husband could never, even though it's like the reel is like a joke or something.
Yeah.
Like the video's like clearly a joke. Like how come she couldn't just be like, yo, y'all gassing up mid. I got way better at home.
All right, man. We gonna leave this one alone.
Be real. Last thing, I'm crazy for that, for thinking that, like for real.
I mean, I'm gonna let you know right now, dog. That wouldn't be something I ask of. That's really quick. I would not.
Okay, like, listen.
Why you ain't throwing me the layup, dog? Like, what's up with the alley? All
right, let me clean it up. I'm not saying I'm like asking, but you know, I if I saw it, I'd be like, that's fire. That's real. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like you ain't looking for the alley actively, right? But if Luka throw it up to you, you know, gonna dunk it like Kyrie.
For real,
you
know, easily.
You gonna give a dap to when you walk through the hallway, like, yo, appreciate that, my man. It's like, I wasn't even looking for that.
I'll never say no to points on the board. Like, listen, because I'd be up 50 playing like I'm down 5. You know what I mean?
Insane. 3 weeks later, AB Dash has listened to music.
It's finally time. Back my music bag. The Boldy album, bro. Boldy album. It's fantastic.
Nicholas Carvon. Carvane.
Craven.
Craven, you know? I always get his name, Mr. Screw. Now that we have both listened to this album thoroughly, Penalty of Leadership, Boldy.
Brother, this shit is so good. Like, the beats on here are so immaculate.
Insane.
You know what I'm saying? And Boldy's always, to me, is going to deliver something. But to me, my favorite track on here is Speedy Recovering. That shit is so good. Like, it tickles my brain in this very peculiar, satisfying way. Pause. Brand new Chanel kicks. Wow. Wow. Straight A's.
Straight A's.
And for me, early worms get birds. Brother, come on. What are we doing here? This is a great album, dog.
Great album, and I've spoken.
And it's quick earlier. Too, 30 minutes.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. He. That's a robbery. He playing for weeks. 36 minutes. Get in, get out. We done. By the time they notice the bricks gone, we already in Detroit. Like, that's all it is. Like, Jack Frost, really good record. Former Invite, really good record as far as starting it off. Right. No pun intended, one of my favorite records and one of my favorite beats on there. Brand new Chanel kicks, you already said. Great record. Straight A's, phenomenal record. Early Worms, Get Birds.
Fire.
Double Entendre, don't even ask me how, you know?
Plus, like, he dropped this in January. He's going to drop, like, 3 more times this year. And if he's starting the year off like this, like, come on, man. What are we even doing?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think we give... Well, I don't think we do. I don't think Boldy gets the praise that he should for the consistency that he puts out at albums at a rate. He put like 2-3 albums out a year, and they all better than niggas one album they've been working on for the last 3 years.
Five. So,
like, if he putting out this music at this consistency at this rate, like, come on, man. Like, Boldy should be in a different conversation in rapping, because like, it's not even like the raps lack. Like, his ability with bars and shit.
It's all there.
It's all there. I would say that
it's literally all there. Everything that you could look for. I guess the only thing you can knock him for is maybe if you don't like the delivery, that can probably change a lot for you.
But, like, that's the Detroit delivery in him. So, like, if you don't like that, then you just probably don't like the flow of Detroit music, right? But I will say that him and Nicholas make, when they get together, they make the best music together. I feel like out of any other time, him, Nicholas, and Alchemist make the best music together as far as like the sound that they're trying to convey. He makes the best music with them.
That's the bold that I really like, because oftentimes, like, because he drops a lot of projects a year, not all of them grab me like how this one does and the Alchemist ones do.
I mean, yeah. Like,
shout out to that.
Like, I feel like Boldy and Griselda's making the second best albums to me. I like this better than the Benny album. And I thought that Benny album was really good.
And I thought the Benny album. I thought the Benny album is really it's his pop album. You know, that's his.
I mean, that's what I was explaining to you when so you have listened to the.
I listened to the Benny album. Okay, yeah, so I have.
We can get into the Benny album. The Benny album. I told you the beat choices that he was using on that album were not the particularly the same beats that Benny would normally pick all the time.
Right. To me, this reminds me a lot of J-Rock's Redemption album.
Yeah, I was
in the way where it's like where I know what you're I'm familiar with your catalog, what you've done, what you've rapped over, your content, and this is definitely a stylistic shift, but he's definitely trying to still hold on to his identity. Honestly, that Snoop Dogg song is so fucking bad. I can't. It's so awful. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard. Mainly because it sounds like Snoop Dogg is rapping from Martha Stewart's kitchen. Or like that audio is so bad.
I will say the beat choices in this album, I didn't particularly enjoy too much. And I told you already about the hooks. Like, I feel like the hooks were a little more upbeat poppy stuff. But like,
brother, the Lil Wayne verse on Big Dogg sounded like AI generated though. It was like fire. That shit sounds like a robot made a Lil Wayne verse. Like, yeah. Oh, look, I ride the beat like a Cocker Spaniel. Like, what are we talking about here?
I mean, that's Wayne shit, though. Wayne does the whole little, you know, like the punchline shit.
He'll kill a rap verse idea to death. Yeah.
But, like, he gets into the pockets in that song where I'm like, yo, I don't understand what Benny and Tyler tell this nigga in the studio that he's able to, like, put up a bars and be at this level at this age of, like, you've already rapped for 40 years. Like, how do you even like this shit like this much anymore? But they the J-Rock Redemption album is like the perfect comparison to it, because that's what it looks like, and it worked for J-Rock. Like, he had the big record with Kendrick, and that shit was on the Super Bowl that year. That shit was on ESPN.
Yeah, the J. Cole record, the future Black Panther record.
That's the only thing that I felt like Benny was missing to convey what he was trying to do. To, like, you needed a J. Cole one on here again. I know that's a hard ask for, especially at this part of J. Cole's shit. But like,
especially because, like, he's got Wayne and Snoop on here. I know that budget was cooked.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, I love Snoop, right? But what you're trying to do right now, as far as, like, make a more commercial thing, like, you have to go get somebody else right now. Like,
I agree.
Snoop is what you make a record with when you want to make, like, some, like, really good, like, you know, a really good rap record, because Snoop is of that caliber. Like,
yo, but especially with what he gave him, I wouldn't have even put that on here, man. That shit is awful.
But, like, it's one of those things where, like, it's not too often you're going to get a Snoop verse. Snoop don't even be rapping like that no more, right? Like, he's making more sexual seduction type music as of late. And, like, doing, you know, the shit that he wants to do. Like, Snoop ain't rapping like that in a while.
But on some, like, positive shit, everything after that track, it's great. Like, the,
I will say the
One Foot In with Stove God, Pillow Talk and Slander with Jadakiss and Babyface Ray. I want to hear Babyface Ray and Jadakiss project.
Record? Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm project. Saying. I told you. I thought they fit in really well together in that record. That was really good. I feel like Benny was trying to do two things at once. He was trying to make it more of a commercial album and keep it street shit with, like, Jada and Babyface Ray and shit like that. But, like, I feel like you gotta lean towards one more side. Like, it's cool if you got a Jada record and you want to do a more commercial album. Khaled does it every year. Like, Khaled makes a commercial album and puts Jada on there every time, because Jada's just that caliber of artist. But, like, back to the J-Rock thing, like, you gotta know what's working, you gotta know what tempos to be at and stuff like that. Like, you got to know how to fuck around with your voice, too. Like, that Big Dog record is just his voice as the hook. But, like, I can understand why Benny didn't want to, you know, fuck with the sounds too much, because, like, then, you know, it's not as gritty as what Griselda does. So he's kind of, like, stuck in between that realm of, like, I want to do some commercial shit just to show people that I can, but then the niggas who basically put me at this position and are the only niggas that kind of like listen to the music and like follow that shit heavily, like the core following, would be like, oh, this nigga on some commercial shit now, because they are still of that age where if you make commercial music, they look down on that. So your demographic is like 30 years old, bro. Like, yeah.
Overall, I think it's a good effort.
It's good.
And I do think that this will get Benny the direction that he wants to be going in. But I don't see myself going listening to the whole thing too often. Like, I'm going to get my favorites and I'm going to just go through. Because as an entire, like, body of work, like, this one's not really for me.
And going back to the Boldy thing, like, Boldy's just... I feel like Boldy's going to be him every time. We've talked about this before where I compare him to Push. Like, you may be mad about my formula, but the formula is being cooked and being the same every time. And right. It's like, still going to be good.
I don't see Boldy making a song like Big Dog. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, that can either be to his benefit or to his detriment. It's just how you want to be as an artist. I think Boldy's comfortable where he's at just putting out stuff consistently. I think Benny wants to be and has the ability to be a big artist. Yeah. I think he can do it too. It's just, you know, it's growing pains. You gotta learn this shit.
He wants to be more for sure, because like if you look at what Conway does too, like Conway's like kind of in the same boat, but like Conway's more like, I'm gonna just stick to this rapping shit. Like, I'm gonna rap my ass off, and then if I get to the level that Hov is at by rapping my ass off, then that's cool. And then you got Westside. Westside is the more experimental one. The one that's going to be at Fashion Week. The one that's going to be at art shows. And then the one that's going to have a Tyler Creator on his album. Yep. The one that's going to be having like Schoolboy and shit. Like all this stuff. Because like, it just fits them as a person. Benny is more of I want to have Drake. I want to have Cole. I want to have Hov on the record. Like he still wants to be with the rappers.
He wants the spitters, yeah.
Yeah, like,
and you know what I mean? Strangely enough, it's Westside who has the most, I feel like, the most commercial appeal and success.
He definitely does. He's the one who is forefronted to have the most success commercially, if he wants to, because, like, his sound is going to be his sound, but he fucks with the voices a lot, you know? Like, he's able to...
And he's always willing to put someone else on, you know?
Facts. Because, like...
Westside Gunn is more of an idea than an artist.
Exactly.
It's more like a concept.
Yeah, Westside is more of a brand. Westside wouldn't be labeled as Griselda's best rapper. Not even the slightest, right?
If you were going to compare music, you wouldn't do Westside and go bar for bar with him.
Exactly.
Although he could, and he has done, like, that's not his appeal.
Yeah, but Westside is just good enough and knows how to EP records so well. That like he knows how to make good music overall. He's not gonna hinder a song, cause he got some bars that he got to get off. Like, he'll be on a Tyler record, give 10 bars, and then let Tyler and them go crazy, cause he knows that the song sounds better with them being all there more than he is. He'll get in.
Pablo Sanchez in backyard baseball. Like, his stats build up all the way for all of them. You know,
Westside is Clay. If Clay was on a team in his prime where he was able to put up buckets, Clay averaged 30. But Clay's fucking with Steph Curry, and he can get you 60 on 12 dribbles, easily. But he is more of a team player than anything. Like, if Steph got to get his shit off, then go ahead, Tyler. You can get your shit off here, Schoolboy. You can get your shit off here. Stove God, you can go crazy. I feel like Stove God goes the craziest on Westside music.
Stove God was a Golden State Jordan Poole.
Yeah, he has the ability to have free range, bro. Like, I got these niggas with me. Like, I'm cool. I'm gonna get on this Westside album and go crazy, bro. I can't believe
that makes Armani Caesar Draymond Green.
Armani Caesar is definitely Draymond Green. Continuing this, more music. We've been waiting for Schoolboy to drop some music for a while now. Schoolboy has two records.
This Blue Sides record?
It's insane.
I'm a big fan. I really like that. It's so good.
That's the cue that I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, it's finally, like, you know, he had that awkward crash talk out to me awkward like
yeah
this is I it agree. This is the one that I was waiting for. This is the album that you make after Blank Face, like,
and this is the thing where it's like he has the other record too. It was the, let me see, what was the other record called?
Back in Love,
where it was
school that, that's a good
his,
one too.
It was a Schoolboy does his kind of like I wouldn't say radio, but like it's his radio record, but it's not a radio record, where he's just, you know, getting shit off, fucking with the beat, talking about, you know, this and that, like, you know, more of the braggadocious Q, right? And then you have the Q on the Blue Laces record, where
Blue Slides
record, where he's getting into more of a jazzy beat,
introspective type shit, you know, old Q.
Yeah, he's allowing himself to, like, you know, get shit off his chest, talk about the Prezi and how he's done a bunch of shit, but talk about how he's had, like, you know, troubles with, like, you know, his mental health and, like, you know, being all this shit and all that. That's the cue that we want to hear, and you can't force those records. And I know that's what Q was trying to get off at that time with Crash Talk, when everybody was like, yeah, but this is not what we, like, want to hear. And he's like, yeah, but I don't got nothing to give you right now. Like, as far as that, like, I'm not in the space where I can give you these records.
Two-door coupe.
Yeah. Like, he
coming out like Jack in the Box.
That's what he gonna do, cause, like, you know, it from what you hearing on that record, like, it sounds like he was going through a lot at that time and helping a lot of people and shit like that. So he was in the space that he's talking about now. He was going through that shit then. So, like, maybe he didn't have the reflection to talk about the shit then, like how he can now. So right. I do get his, like, anger of, like, nigga, like, This album is what I have for you. Like, I'm not just gonna, like, force therapy sessions on records just because that's what you niggas like to hear and what's what you're used to from Oxymoron and Setbacks and, you know, all this shit. But, like, it's leaning towards back this way where, like, he's getting back into his, like, core bag of, like, this is the music I'm gonna make. I'm gonna have some, like, kind of ish party records and then some, like, oh, this is what's going on with my life shit. Joy is an All-American soccer player and stuff. Like, that's what he's getting into right here. Yeah, and I fuck with it.
March 1st. I'm going to be there.
Hey.
Check it out. It's Schoolboy Q. Blue Lips.
I do like the approach that they had, too, where, like, we haven't heard from Q in a while. Let's drop two records so niggas remember what we doing.
And then, real quick, the album's 3 weeks away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the timing was perfect. That was really, really well done by
I feel TD. Maybe we get you think we get another single? I think we do. Another song.
I don't want it. It comes out. I don't want it. I don't want this album to have three records that I'm already familiar with and have been playing. But I can see that, like, in a week right before the album comes out, they drop another record. But I wouldn't mind it if they come with, like, 13 or 14 records. But the four that they already put
17.
Out are the ones that we put out. All right, so no, that they good then.
It's
they,
17
they,
records.
You got 13 records that you feel, that's smart. Because then, like, theoretically, you just gave us three freebies. And then those are going to start streaming. But then I got 12 to 13 records that you haven't heard of, which is an actual just album. So, like, it's not going to feel like too much music either because there's 17 records. But four, you've already heard 3 weeks before. By the time you listen to that album, that 3 weeks don't even feel like you even remember those songs as much. Can we get into? I don't know if you've watched the New Curb.
It just came out today, didn't it?
Came out last Sunday, brother.
Oh shit! For real, I haven't seen it. I didn't know it was out yet. I will watch tonight.
Yeah, we'll save that. Really, really good
episode. I did see him beat up Elmo. That shit was crazy.
Really good episode. I do like where they're going with this season. I can already see where it's going. I'm not going to give anything away, but it is really dope. Shit, we'll end that off. We'll end that off with rest in peace to the legend Carl Weathers. You already know.
Carl Weathers died?
Yeah.
Wow, rest in peace.
From Rocky?
I didn't know that he passed away. R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
He passed away last week, and rest in peace to the legend. I didn't know that he was in Star Wars shit, too. That's actually fucking insane. But shout out. He was in that Mandalorian show. So shout out to bro.
I didn't watch Mandalorian. I thought you meant like the regular Star Wars. I was like, wait, was he? Who the fuck was he?
He might have been in the regular one. I'm not too familiar, but rest in peace to him. He's a fucking legend. He was in many movies when I was growing up. He's a really good actor. From what I've heard on other interviews, really cool dude. And we'll end that off here at Thought Talk, Season 24, Episode 3. We out.
Peace.
Stiggity.
This creature shit is in him, not on him. I'll be the next slime, I pull the skin on. This gang time shit is what I've been on. This mafia, what else, until I check out. Smack the whip and I wreck out. I was just paralyzed from the neck down. Lock and see they'll fresh out. Was casted in the exile. But when you down, they treat you like a stepchild. All of my niggas fed bomb, most of us got a prison on me. Had to put my shot up cause some of us couldn't hit the jump. Non-rocket Fendi runners, I remember really thug. Running out of gas, now my driver keep the engine running. 50 round mag, it all depend on what stick I'm clutching. Got a lot of cash, I like to hide it with the bitch I'm fucking. Made it out rich from hustling, are you not entertained? I don't do this shit for nothing, bitch, I do this shit for gang.